everyone. Welcome to Nondell Influencers Podcast. As always, your host, Nate Clear, National Sales Manager at First Funding. Trusty sidekick, Nick Krakowski, National Senior Account Executive.
How are we doing?
Today, we're very excited. We have Emily Shapiro, DocuTech. She is the president of DocuTech and an avid off-road racer. Is that right, Emily?
That is right. Yeah, that's my alter ego.
Nice. Yeah. So I was reading that you had that article that came out, I think, last month in National Mortgage Professional.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
Thank you.
Really cool. I think you're like one of the only, right?
No, it's surprising, you know, since I started racing, you know, 20 something years ago, there are so many more women in the sport. And young women coming up in the sport that are fierce. So it's been really fun for me to watch that evolve throughout my racing career now that I'm getting a little older.
Oh, we can't tell. So for everybody that's joining the podcast today, you know, as always, right, this podcast is intended for those that are making the transition into correspondent, maybe retail, you're trying to go independent, you're existing, you're trying to sharpen your skills, et cetera. And we wanted to bring Emily on to talk about the doc generation side, right? Which is a key component for, you know, the big moment, right? Documents being signed, et cetera. But we also want to expand on some of the other things that DocuTech has, not just, oh, well, this is just what you use for, you know, kind of document creation, et cetera. So Emily, if you don't mind, let's kind of start at the beginning, right? Maybe I'm just a broker. I'm moving into it. I know nothing about it. I've always depended on my lender. Or maybe I'm, you know, retail. I'm going to go set this up on my own. What is it? I mean, is there a point where they need to make a decision on doc provider? Or what do you generally see for folks in that kind of space?
You know, I hate to make it sound so broad or maybe non-committal to a specific answer, but a lot of this is really about your unique identity as a business, what your core competencies are, how you want to emerge as you make that transition from what, like you said, from, you know, retail to whatever your next might be. But I do see several versions of what that transition might look like. You know, at DocuTech, we support the broker channel quite often. We support a mixed model where, you know, maybe the broker does the upfront documents and then transitions to where the lender does the additional documents. We support combined lender broker documents. So we really support that life cycle from, you know, your whole growth of making that evolution of your business. We do see several emerging clients make that choice to select a doc vendor very early on in their evolution. And a lot of that is because we're not really just forms providers anymore. You know, back in the day, you know, I said I was older, back in my day, your doc provider was just give me forms and put some data on it, right? And that's really not what your doc provider is anymore. Your doc provider does so much more than just generate forms. We also are often responsible for the delivery of that form, and whether that be through paper and mail and making sure you hit the appropriate timelines and protecting you from the compliance perspective, but also electronically delivering those, which means that your doc provider has now become your face to your customer. So it's such a critical vendor, not in that it transcends the entire life cycle from the first moment you interact with your customer, but all the way through, you know, post-closing and into servicing. So it has become a much larger part of that decision as you determine, you know, who you want to be and how you want to present yourself to the customer. So there's a pretty broad spectrum there.
I think you mentioned a really cool point there too, is, you know, there's a lot of brokers and new correspondent lenders who are so nervous about, man, docs, you know, compliance, TRID, but it sounds like you've got a lot of that can integrate maybe now and kind of help protect them on the compliance piece and TRID piece. Is there a way to kind of help them with the timeline there?
Absolutely. And multiple ways. You know, really at our base, we are a compliance company. You know, we take our responsibility of making sure that our lenders are protected very, very seriously. Many of you may have seen Fred Gooch and his blogs that he puts out. Fred is very, very engaged you know, in policy, in regulatory change, and is constant, has a team that works for DocuTech of paralegals who are constantly combing for regulatory change. They look at like 4,500 or something regulatory changes every year and making sure they understand how those apply to our business, our industry, our documents, electronic delivery. There's a lot there, and it can be pretty daunting for somebody, you know, for any lender really, no matter the scale, but especially those that are making that transition that we're talking about today. So DocuTech is heavily invested, long experienced in making sure that we protect our lenders from a compliance perspective. And we also rep and warn our documents. Look, it's technology. Every once in a while, there could be something that happens. And so we do rep and warn all of our generic documents, you know, every all of the calculations behind it that we perform. So it's really critical that, you know, you consider that when you're looking at doc providers. There's a lot of different aspects to look at, but that's certainly one of them, and definitely one that we have covered.
Yeah. And we see, I mean, we see them all shapes, size, forms, et cetera. Right. And I think, you know, a lot of the time I know that, you know, our approach from the warehouse lending standpoint started off being like, hey, if you're just getting started into this, you need to use an attorney firm to prepare your closing documents, do your CDs, et cetera. You know, really in the last 10 years, we've seen investors kind of bifurcate their wholesale channel to, you know, encourage the non-delegated setup. And so then they started providing doc solutions. But at the end of the day, what we end up seeing is that a lot of those docs actually are coming from somebody like DocuTech, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
And so I think that that's important for, you know, for the people that are listening to this podcast is to understand is that, you know, you may be looking at, you know, closing and funding as an extremely daunting task, you know, to, to bring in-house. And maybe it's not the right move right off the bat. Maybe it does make sense, right? You know, hey, listen, I've got enough things that I'm worried about. You know, A, number one is my production and making sure I've got loans coming in so that I can keep the doors open and start my new business. 100%. I think that makes a lot of sense in outsourcing. Lean on your investors, lean on a fulfillment service provider, but don't necessarily forget that that's something that can be brought.
Yeah, and certainly help elevate the business model too.
Yeah.
Right, just bringing it in-house with more control.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anytime you add to your kitty of core competencies, you are separating yourself from the pack and you're able to really define who you are in the space and make that a key part of your growth strategy, especially because of the delivery piece that we saw. You know, it's so critical when it becomes the face of your customer. And even if you're not having your doc provider do the electronic presentation or execution of your documents, it's still the forms that your clients are seeing. So, and even if you decide to use a fulfillment provider, you really need to dig in and understand what their approach is to documents, to compliance, to support. You know, the devil's always in the details. What kind of product support do you have? What kind of investor docs do you have included in your offering? You know, here at DocuTech, we have an investor relationship department who is, you know, combing the industry to make sure that we know who the primary investors are in the space, that we have their docs pulled in as part of our global set that lenders can just choose to configure. And then making sure that there's a really strong change management process in place so that when you want to add something new, there's always something new emerging, right?
Oh, yeah.
When you want to add something new, how quickly can we get that done? And how hard is it for me as a lender to maintain that? Or can I just say, hey, DocuTech or doc provider ABC, I want to have this product, make it happen for me and manage it going forward. And that's really critical to your ability to pivot in things like we've seen, like this recent market that we're in that we probably don't want to spend much time talking in.
Hey, you know what? We just had our committee review yesterday. I mean, another dozen lenders, you know, getting warehouse lines set up and another five or six looking for modifications to actually increase their facility. So, I, you know, it's just every market's a little bit different. There's there's some people that are, you know, able to make the transition, others that aren't.
So hey, true heroes are made in time of difficulty and adversity, right?
That's it.
So if you can, if you can invest in this market and you can really focus on getting your business, your strategy, ready for when the spigot turns back on, you are going to win. So
Well,
I'm glad to hear that you're seeing that as well, because we're seeing the same.
Yeah. And we were laughing about it yesterday. We're like, Man, if refinances ever come back, we are in such a good spot.
Certainly it's, you know, it's either you're growing right now or you're looking to join up with somebody else is kind of what we're seeing too. I mean, it's just, it's the growth model. It's the perfect time to invest in something like this.
Yeah. And you guys are certainly doing the same thing that we are, right?
Yep.
Double down on marketing. Make sure that you're still doing the conferences. You're still utilizing your connections. And I think we do see so many people in the industry. It's like, there's a downturn. It's doom and gloom. It's, you know, it's really tough out there. And they're kind of like put everything on pause and try and just hold in place. And it's no. This is the time that you need to go out there, be aggressive and, you know, find other opportunities. And so I know, you know, we've got a number of accounts that are existing correspondents, right? They're still operating the non-delegated channel. I think for certain models, I think that makes a lot of sense, right? We're focused on sales. We're focused on going out there, getting originations, realtor contacts, et cetera. I don't want the concern around making a credit underwriting decision incorrectly. And I think that's sound for where that company is. But one of the big things that you know, we see and we've communicated, and certainly, you know, Emily, we've talked about it in the past, is that really that next step for that person is to bring docs in-house. And I think that there's a variety of reasons. You touched on a couple of them, right? Not only, you know, you're the lender, so, you know, you got your brand name, but nobody cares about your loan more than you do, right?
That's right.
And in your team, you know, in-house. And so I think if you can, you know, if you can leverage technology and you can leverage the right doc provider, then that's not as big. So if you don't mind, can you tell us a little bit about somebody like that? You know, somebody that, you know, doing 50, 100 units a month, they're like, hey, I want to do that, but I don't, you know, historically I've, you know, I was broker, moved to correspondent. I've done a lot of hiring. I've got some excellent top-notch processors, been in the industry for a long time, and they have an appetite to try and learn something new. Is that too big of a leap to just, hey, Emily, hey, Peter, I'm interested in DocuTech. What is that? I mean, can you kind of walk us through what that may look like for somebody that's in that spot?
Yeah, I don't.
Like getting started.
Sure. Yeah, no, I don't think it's too big of a leap. And a lot of it is because of how broad and comprehensive the lender support has evolved with doc vendors. You know, not just DocuTech, other doc vendors in the space as well understand how important it is to really provide more of a comprehensive support model from the technology perspective, from the training perspective, from implementation support perspective. You know, we're talking about companies of the size where, you know, they can't necessarily afford to have a huge technology staff responsible for managing this, you know, highly architected, super cool tech stack. And so what does that mean? Can they not play in that space? And do they not have the ability to present themselves with a sophisticated tech architecture to drive efficiencies, to focus on customer experience, to provide, you know, a solid experience to your internal employees? Retention's huge right now. And making sure that you're delighting those employees and also, you know, bringing in automation and all of those things come into play. And, you know, doc vendors have really spent a lot of time and money over the last several years to make sure that we can provide that for our lender clients and that we can add more value than, again, just being that forms provider. So when you reach out and you talk to DocuTech, we work with those lenders to come up with an implementation plan that's founded on you, where you are in your growth plan, who you plan to be. What you expect out of the change. I think a lot of times that's underestimated. And we've done this over and over and over and over and over again. So we can take some time to discuss with our potential customers, you know, what does this change mean to you? What is driving it? And how have you looked at implementing that change across your organization and provide best practices and support that are tailored for that need and for your change management, and also provide a solution that isn't as tech heavy, where you have to have a bunch of specialized knowledge on your team to be able to support it. And a lot of that is key to the type of integration. And again, one of the aspects we haven't talked about quite yet is really understanding, you know, the technology and what it takes to integrate and how to get the best utilization from your vendor. And yeah, I think we've worked really hard to provide that.
Because that's the other point. I think that people get wrapped around the axle and thinking, well, in order for me to get all of my information accurately into the docs so that I can generate my docs, is that I've got to make sure that I've got, you know, my all of my LOS policies, procedures, input stuff super dialed in, which, yeah, that I think what you're saying is that's an approach. But, you know, a lot of the times when we're working with the non-delegated, they're putting so much of that information into an investor system in order to get the underwriting decision done, that the LOS isn't always getting, you know, fully updated. So can we talk about a solution for somebody that's in that? Because I know DocuTech's done an incredible job in working with LOSs, and I want to get into that at some point. But can we talk about, you know, kind of adding on to where we just were, the person that's moving over that has this in their mind, what what do they have? I mean, for somebody that's like, okay, I want to do this, I don't quite have everything dialed in, and that's going to take probably another couple of years. I want to move forward. Now, what does that look like for them?
Yeah, that's a great question. Thank you for bringing that up, Nate. We have a solution specifically tailored for that need. It's called Conformix now. It's just the branding name. But what it is it's a web-based tool where a lender who doesn't have an LOS that's integrated tightly with DocuTech, or maybe just wants to move at a speed where we're not just not going to do the LOS integration part of an implementation right now, it allows them to go on to that web-based tool, upload a small data file, think like a Fannie Mae 3.4 file, and then have full access to be able to get to all of DocuTech's products and services, all of our you know, product supports, all of our document sets, the ability to add in custom documents, and the ability to have access to our full electronic delivery suite and our integrated drop to paper fulfillment process that we have. So it's really, once you get set up, which is very quick in that model, it's set it and forget it. We configure it for you. You just access it, you know, enter some data, push go, and like I said, set it and forget it, and it goes.
Yeah, and I think that's what's really cool is that, you know, somebody can move at a very quick pace. And I imagine that the software or the website is set up in such a manner, right, that, hey, these are the investors that I'm going to deliver to, these are the products that I offer, et cetera.
That's
so
right.
So we got the whole doc sets that we need, et cetera. So at that point, And correct me if I'm out of turn here, but does that mean that as long as I input the information that's on my clear to close into the doc system, then from there on, I'm kind of off the hook, right? That's kind of the transfer of doc accuracy is then transferred to DocuTech.
That's right.
So sounds pretty easy.
Well, I mean, I think that's important, right?
Because
so many of our customers are like, well, I want a fulfillment company or I want an investor to do this for me because then they're on the hook. And it's like, well, let's face it, right? If somebody puts in the information, either
you can put it wrong in the
whoever does it wrong, doesn't mean that we're not going to go later after the fact and correct documents. Mm-hmm. The same thing is going to happen, right?
Yeah.
It's just who's going to go back in there and make the corrected data input.
Yeah.
So. Mm-hmm. I don't know, right? Like, I trust myself, enough
to say the same
to know, right? Or I know that there's people within, you know, our organization that I would feel more, you know, I'm comfortable with, you know, Marisha handling this or Ellery doing it, right? You know what I mean? So I think there's a lot of people, you know, if you have folks in your office that are submitting wire requests on your behalf
already
and sending hundreds of thousands of dollars, I think
they can copy and paste from a CTC.
Right. I think so. Right. So I think that's pretty big. So let's move on to, we've got a handful of listeners that are really in the, you know, the TPO model. They're managing that, they're growing towards that piece. And they're looking at more synchronization in their tech stack. Right. So they've built their business up to a point where I've got a POS that aligns with my LOS and I have a doc system. Can you tell us kind of what DocuTech does and what kind of support is around that type of setup?
Absolutely. I would say, you know, a significant portion of our lender customers fit in that space. You know, one of the things about DocuTech is the same things that we've been talking about that allow you to be able to grow with DocuTech, meaning, you know, we have a solution for you're an entrant and you want to, you know, use that online tool and not have to spend the time on the integration. As you progress through your growth and evolution, there's a solution from our side where we grow with you. And a lot of that is already contemplated in place. So a lot of our lenders today have that exact model that you talked about. They have an LOS. It's likely an LOS that's integrated directly with DocuTech. You know, we spend a lot of time, a lot of money making sure that we're integrated to a lot of those LOSs and that we have really strong strategic partnerships with those LOSs in the space to be able to bring forth, you know, emerging tech and emerging solutions and features. I lost my train of thought.
Well, I think you covered it. The next thing that kind of the follow up that I had on that is, you know, we have all of the support. DocuTech has all the support. I say we're in the family of companies.
We're the fam. It's back. So we've invested not only in integrating with LOSs, we also integrate with the point of sale tools because we are providing those forms. And because we provide the electronic signature or execution of documents, we have that integrated and embedded with many of the third-party POS tools in the space so that their customer can come in and have a really seamless experience and be able to see not just their, you know, not just provide their application and not just see status updates and not just upload docs, but then go in and execute the documents that they have and have the executed copies placed into that portal and really have a seamless experience again from the very first doc they sign all the way through the post-closing process, if that's the amount of the life cycle that the lender would envision that experience to be present inside of a POS. So really have invested heavily there to make sure that we provide, again, seamless experience for our lenders, customers, and our lenders.
Yeah, that's the multi-touch. I always assumed that it was the point of sale, put the information in the LOS and the POS kind of communicated, and then it was the LOS pushing to the doc provider.
Get them right at the start. I mean, yeah.
Yeah. And that is, you know, that's a lot of the times how it works, but then it becomes full circle, right? The LOS calls me, and when I push back, I send it to the portal, I send it to the LOS. And so everybody has the same data, everybody has the same documents. We're also pushing back a significant amount of event data. So what's happening? Did the borrower pick it up? Did they authenticate? Did they consent? Did they sign? If not, when did it drop off? You know, we're sending reminders out to the LOs and be like, hey, Bob and Sally, they haven't picked up their package yet and their timeline's up tomorrow. So a lot of thought and effort put into providing transparency to the process for all parties to the transaction.
Yeah. Well, and I think that's a good segue, right? Because one of the other things is there may be people that, you know, hey, right out of the gate, my account executive at somewhere said, I got to go with this doc provider. They're the cheapest, or, you know, they'll take anybody. Right. So let's explore that a little bit. And it's not to any of the specific channels that we've already talked about today, but just kind of in general, what if people generally, like if they're making a switch from a doc provider, what are the things that they're generally considering that's having them look at changing doc providers?
There's a lot there, and we've touched on much of it. You know, let's just the compliance, let's say that's table stakes, right?
Yep.
Broad product support, not everybody has that, you know, and sometimes lenders end up having to use more than one doc provider because their doc provider, sure, they do the Fannie, Freddie, FHA, USDA, but maybe they don't have broad, you know, for down payment assistance products or bond programs. So really making sure, again, devil's often in the details, what products do they support and does that align with your growth strategy?
One of the other things we had talked about, right, is kind of the expansion, right, that DocuTech, yeah, absolutely, we can provide mortgage closing documents. You've talked a little bit on the e-disclosure and that kind of stuff. Can you expand on kind of more of the other stuff that you have?
Sure. And that's another reason that a lot of lenders are choosing to change. And it's because of that story we told early on about your doc provider is also your doc delivery mechanism, which means we often provide the experience that your customer feels. There's certainly solutions out there where you have a forms provider and you have a you know, an eSign provider, and you have an eClose provider, and you have an eVault provider. You know, there's several lenders that have that model. Of course, I'm biased, but I'm biased because I absolutely believe in it. You cannot replace or be better than natively generated documents that are built to be delivered and executed electronically with a seamlessly integrated solution for eSign, eClose, eVault. There's just no replacement for that. And I think a lot of lenders are realizing that that's the case. And there's so many efficiencies that come out of that from, one, the experience that you provide, but also with just vendor management. You know, you had five vendors to manage, now you have one. But just, you know, there's a big piece of that is making sure that those documents work with that eSign. You know, a lot of folks that moved into eClose, a lot of times people will get on the phone with us and we'll be in a demo and they'll be like, okay, well, I want to do a full RON, or I want to do even a hybrid. How long does it take from the time I make the order to when, you know, we can actually sign? And I would say, right now, because our documents don't need to be tagged. Right? Our documents aren't a form that we lay tags on top of. They're built in digital code. And when we build them, they dynamically are just, they're made with the interaction points, whether that's a checkbox, a text box, a sigline, a notary block, you know, and again, that becomes the devil in the details. And those are sometimes the things that vendors don't, or lenders don't know to ask. You know, we're publishing a series of materials here lately. You know, we have a white paper specifically on, you know, how do you take a vendor to a strategic partner and why, and what are the types of questions that you should ask to make sure that you're making that right selection.
We need to get that white paper in the nondellinfluencers.com help page. Sure. I think that would be really, really great.
Yeah.
I love bringing up eNotes from a warehouse lending perspective.
Mm-hmm. It's our life easy.
We love it. I mean, right. We know where the note is at all times, which is our collateral in the transaction. Yeah. So that's huge for us. We see it time and time again, no matter how many times, no matter how big the font is in closing instructions, right? Title, for whatever reason, ships it to wherever they believe it should go.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. For, you know, for the closers and the funders as well.
Mm-hmm. Nothing's changing on.
Nothing's changing. It's already set. Closing, right? You can't mess up the signing.
Right.
So mm-hmm. It's clean.
Yeah. You automate the, and then in that way, right? You automate funding authorization. Anyways, huge on that. And I agree with you. I've heard time and time again that, you know, e-closing rooms needing, you know, oh yeah, we can absolutely accommodate, but we need the doc set 24 hours in advance. And it's like, why? This is counter to why people want to bring docs in house, right? Like,
that's right.
I know most of our guys are like, you know, the old, you know, one of the big reasons, you know, and there's cost savings certainly in being able to bring docs in house, right? And I mean, for some of our customers, I know I've thrown out like, literally, if you paid the highest tier in pricing for, you know, for like a DocuTech solution, right? Not even talking volume, not even talking any scale, nothing else, right? You would save like $1.5 million in what you're paying for a third party to do this, right? But then the other side is that they want to also bring it in-house so that they maintain control, which is a big thing that we talk about in
just the correspondent channel itself.
Right.
And that's the whole point of going correspondent, is just maintaining control.
Right.
Right.
And so if you're saying that you're in a place where you have control over CTC got issued right now,
you have
30 minutes, I got documents out the door in order for signing.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But let's say that, oh, my borrower opted in for an eNote, which I like because it expedites the purchase turn time, reduces risk, et cetera. Mm-hmm. But I got to wait 24 hours. That's not a winning recipe. So thank you for touching
on
that. Yeah,
sure. Yeah, we're really seeing, you know, we continue to see a lot around the evolution of the digital mortgage. A lot of progress has been made over the last handful of years. It's been available for a long time, but widely adopted and used at scale. You know, last 5 years have been a big difference. And anytime you have that and you start to use these solutions at scale, a lot is learned. You know, the velocity of change and development, you know, increases. And that's happened. And we are seeing a really strong adoption of eClose, and whether that's hybrid, which is a great entry point, right? Nearly every loan that you have can at least be some of that closing experience can be electronic, and we're seeing that very broadly adopted. But then pulling in that eNote and then maybe moving to a fully digital loan, whether that's RON or whether that's iPIN, which is the in-person electronic notarization, a lot of traction and velocity have picked up there. So it's certainly something I'm really passionate about. I think that's the way that we're going, because that's the way humans are going, whether we like it or not. I order all of my groceries online. I just do, you know. So if you, people expect to transact and have their experience digital largely.
Yeah. And I think that between, you know, First Funding, we accept e-notes. I think it's important for our listeners to know that not all warehouse lenders do. We do have our own e-vault, so we can handle that. DocuTech has an e-vault. They have a seamless solution for the document creation as well as for the e-closing platform, so you're not having to navigate that. So really, I mean, we take care of, I think, two of the biggest components, right? How do I fund these or finance these loans, and how do I get, you know, not only the documents generated but also executed. And thank you for mentioning the two different types that you can do that electronic.
Yeah.
So really, you know, for our listeners, the two steps that are on you: find an investor that buys them. And then the other side is getting set up in the MERS system.
Yeah.
That's right.
And so, Emily, I know we got like 2 minutes left here. Can you talk a little bit about what that looks like? So, you know, they get set up, they're using DocuTech as their solution for docs. They're going to submit their, you know, I think, addendum to the MERS membership. What's kind of the next step? Because I know there's something with MERS and doc providers that has to occur.
There's a certification process. And again, we've done that many, many times. So we absolutely handhold our lenders through that process. You know, lenders that work directly with the agencies, we also partner very closely with the agencies in that process. So again, it's, you know, when you're choosing that vendor, make sure that they have the support for the transitions that you know that you are about to make. And that is something that you're definitely going to experience with DocuTech. We have done it many times and will help you through that process, and then have solutions, you know, like I said, for how you want to be, how you want to meet your clients. Cause one of the things that comes up, and I know we only have 2 minutes, is, you know, fully digital, but this is a relationship business. You know, you talked about real estate agents. We talk about settlement agents. We talk about loan officers, maybe in a distributed retail model, or when you're in that geography, it matters. This is still a relationship business. And there's solutions out there that allow you to have both. You can be digital and get all of the efficiencies, experience, and benefits and costs and all the things about that, and still show up face to face and still provide that hand, you know, white glove relationship-based experience to your customers.
Yeah, and they don't have to walk away from the closing with a stack of paper like this.
With their hand like this.
I love the question, right? When you get done with your, I mean, I did a closing for my house that I'm in now, like 2 years ago, and they're like, so would you like an electronic version of these, or do you want us to print it out? I was like, I'll take the thumb drive. So, like, we're going to go through this. You're going to make a copy this big.
So, save the trees. No. There is a sustainability aspect to it as well.
So, Emily, for our listeners that are interested in, hey, this sounds like something I want to move forward on, go to docutech.com. What do you suggest they do?
Go to docutech.com. You can reach out to us there. We have somebody manning that all the time, and we'll get back to you quickly. Or you can, you know, good old Google DocuTech, give us a call. We're ready.
Well, I appreciate it, Emily. I think we would love to have you back on. I'd love to continue the conversation around e-notes, e-mortgages. I think that it's certainly the way of the future. So I sincerely appreciate your time. I know you're very busy and you got a plane to catch here in a few minutes. But thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Appreciate
it. Thanks, Emily. So listeners, be sure to share the NondellInfluencersPodcast.com. Visit the NondellInfluencers.com page for all of your resources. We're going to add Emily in there, DocuTech's information. Certainly get that white paper so that you guys have access to all that information. So appreciate you listening. Make it a great day.